few years ago, I was an Airbnb host. I owned a rental property, two of them, in fact, that welcomed guests from around the world. And it was a really interesting experience. I was interested in it from the side hustle perspective. I wanted to kind of diversify assets and also just wanted to try something. I like to experiment and such. And of course, I loved the flexibility of it. If you're interested in Airbnb, it's good for somebody who is frequently traveling, somebody who has extra space, somebody who has a seasonal house, or perhaps somebody who's always away at the same time of year for some kind of tradition, holiday event, or work situation. Check it out for yourself. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Hello and welcome back. This is Side Hustle School. I'm your host, Chris Guillebeau. Now, first of all, how about that chicken saddle story from yesterday? I'm aware that you're a busy person. You could be listening to a lot of podcasts all about politics, the news, all sorts of other topics. But really, where are you going to hear about something like that? It's only on Side Hustle School. So if you want to do me a quick favor, head to iTunes and leave a rating for the show. Now, that just takes a few seconds. All you have to do is basically click a button. And if you're able to spend more than a few seconds, you could also leave a review. Now, obviously, you can say anything you want in your review, but ratings and reviews help other people discover the show. So I'll be very grateful for your endorsement. And I also think you'll like today's story. It's about how a specialized diet led to an eager fan base and a $2,000 a month side hustle.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
From the pastoral Quibbon Valley in Western Massachusetts, Amanda MacArthur runs a content marketing agency with her husband. She's been doing this for 6 years, managing a team and serving software companies worldwide. Amanda also loves to cook, and she has a special diet known as ketogenic, which is like paleo, but no starch or sugar, so even more hardcore. And a few years ago, she began posting recipes on a website, mostly so that she could keep up with them. Since she had a day job managing websites, she couldn't help but add a little bit of marketing zest to that free site, installing an email sign-up form. But there wasn't a business model at all. It really was just a place where she posted her recipes, and everything on the site was free. Without paying much attention, one day Amanda noticed that more than 3,000 people had subscribed through that email sign-up form she'd installed. She thought that was interesting, but she was also busy at work, and she considered this a strictly personal project. But finally, when this number of subscribers reached 6,000, she sent out the first email to them. She told them she was working on an ebook that included many of her recipes. Would some of them like to pre-order? Now, before we go on, I want to make sure you understand why this is so unusual. Most people who are starting out trying to build a platform and an email list of interested prospects or readers, they would love to have 3,000 email signups. So this was definitely an untapped asset for Amanda that she began to pay attention to at this point. So guess what happens after she sends that first email to the 6,000 people on the list? Well, to her surprise, but probably not to ours, a lot of them took her up on the offer to pre-order. By the end of the day, she'd made more than $1,000. Now, for the next few weeks, she lived in fear that everyone would call her a fraud and ask for a refund. But instead, the emails she received were full of praise and thanks. People said things like, "I've received a lot of help through your site, and I'm glad that I had the chance to pay it back, even a little, by picking up the ebook." Amanda began to more actively sell the ebook to website visitors and new subscribers. And then, as the website continued to grow in popularity, Amanda was approached by a publisher who wanted to do a print book featuring more of her recipes and reaching a different audience. Now, between that and the original ebook, she's now making at least $2,000 a month from the project. She feels like she could invest more time in it and see it take off even further, but she's also happy with the day job. So she does both. So what can we learn from Amanda's success story? Well, first, specialized diets are huge markets. There are lots of specialized diets like paleo, vegan, gluten-free, sugar-free, kosher, halal, raw foods. And people who follow these diets or traditions have very clear needs. For some of them, it might be a lifestyle choice, but a lot of them have legitimate medical or religious reasons why it's so important for them to follow these diets. So for them, it's not something that they can be flexible about. It's a need. Now, next, because they have this need, because they have this specific diet, these people also identify with one another. And they're willing to spend money to support their beliefs and habits. So when they run into a website like Amanda's, it's almost like running into an old friend. And in this case, Amanda wasn't just marketing to the group of people who follow the ketogenic lifestyle. It was her way of life as well. She had the experience from her practice, and when she first began posting the recipes, it was initially for her own benefit. Now, naturally, she built trust and goodwill with all of those subscribers, and when the time came to gently sell a collection of recipes, she was worried about it, but they responded well. A lot of them had just been waiting to purchase all this time. Now, the last thing I want to point out is that Amanda had a background in content management, so she did know a lot about things like search engine optimization and websites. But the way she constructed this project was actually quite simple. She used a platform called Gumroad to sell the ebooks. And Gumroad is a very easy resource. You can sign up for an account today and have the ability to sell all kinds of digital products right away. So even though she had that expertise, she deliberately chose to make this project really simple. And it is something that anyone can set up and anyone can create. So once again, you have a specialized, fanatical group of people who all have the shared identity. You have the right person to provide solutions to those people, because this has been her life experience as well, and just a few hours a week uploading recipes and maintaining the website. Well, it may not happen exactly like that for you, but these lessons are replicable. They apply in a lot of different markets and to a lot of different side hustle ideas. Remember, inspiration is good, but inspiration combined with action is so much better. So I hope you do one thing today to get closer to that freedom you're working toward. Now, by the way, the show notes for today are at sidehustleschool.com/11, and they include links to Gumroad, that same service that Amanda used, as well as her website. And if you're trying to figure out how to put together your website, I also have an offer for a $5 a month website host and the same email service that I use. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Chris Guillebeau. I hope to see you tomorrow with another awesome episode. This is Side Hustle School.